Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the contribution of Henry James to the field of modern literary criticism. The dates of Henry James are from 1843 to 1916. And he is basically famous as a novelist, American novelist. But in this lecture we will just see what his contribution is to the field of literary criticism. And let me remind you that Henry James is particularly famous for the novel The Portrait of a Lady, which was published in 1881. And Henry James is regarded as a key transitional figure between literary realism and modernism. And Henry James was interested in human behavior and the inner workings of the mind. And in his novels, he employed modernist techniques such as stream of consciousness narrative technique to explore the psychology of his characters, focusing in particular on the effect of external events on the individual consciousness. And in his work, The Art of Fiction, because that is the work that is relevant for the field of literary criticism, okay, The Art of Fiction, it is basically considered a manifesto of literary realism, okay, literary realism. But the emphasis is here more towards subjectivity to the mind and ability of the novelist. So James's conception of the novel points towards modernism in terms of both its subjective grounding and its subordination of morality to aesthetic purpose. So one thing you should keep in mind is that the literary realism of Henry James is different from the literary realism of, say, Charles Dickens. Okay? And this essay, The Art of Fiction, was published in 1884 and it was written as a rebuttal to the essay Fiction as One of the Fine Arts. Okay, Fiction as One of the Fine Arts, which was a lecture given by Sir Walter Besant. Okay, Sir Walter Besant in the same year, 1884. And this essay by Henry James is a manifesto of literary realism, as I pointed out, which disapproves of the popular demand for novels that are saturated with sentimentality or pessimism. And in this essay, James disagrees with Sir Walter Besant's assertions that plot is more important than characterization, that fiction must have a conscious moral purpose, and that experience and observation outweigh imagination as creative tools. So James argues against these restrictive rules for writing fiction. And famously he says that no good novel will ever proceed from a superficial mind. Okay, no good novel will ever proceed from a superficial mind. So from an exam point of view, you should remember that yes, Henry James writes about literary realism, but his variety of literary realism is not the same as that of Charles Dickens, right? Because Charles Dickens, George Eliot, Jane Austen, these people are very famous for realism. Especially in the Victorian times, realism was very popular amongst all the novelists. But here we have Henry James, whose variety or understanding of literary realism is different from that of the earlier novelists. And as I said in the beginning, that the ideas of Henry James are a kind of transition. So it helps us transition from the literary realism of Charles Dickens finally towards modernism. Okay? So as a recap, in this essay, The Art of Fiction, Henry James refutes many of the ideas of Walter Besant as expressed in his essays. And James's idea of novelistic realism entails a liberation from moral and educational requirements and constraints. So his notion of artistic realism is different from that of writers like Charles Dickens and different from the notion of realism which was held or prevalent during the mid-Victorian era in England. And because of this, it is said that Henry James is a kind of transitional figure from literary realism to modernism.